Trudeau government suspends funding for anti-hate activist after anti-Semitic posts emerge. By Chris Tomlinson on August 24, 2022. The government of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has cancelled funding to an anti-racism activist after it emerged the man in question had a long history of anti-Semitic and xenophobic statements. Housing and Diversity and Inclusion Minister Ahmed Hussein announced this week that the government would be cutting funding to the Community Media Advocacy Centre, CMAC, after member Leith Maruf was revealed to have written a litany of anti-Semitic and other hateful comments in his past. Anti-Semitism has no place in this country. The anti-Semitic comments made by Leith Maruf are reprehensible and vile, Minister Hussein said and added, "We have provided notice to the Community Media Advocacy Centre, CMAC, that their funding has been cut and their project has been suspended," CBC reports. Many of Mr. Maruf's anti-Semitic statements were made on the social media platform Twitter, including one post in which he stated, "You know all those loud-mouthed bags of human feces, aka the Jewish white supremacists. When we liberate Palestine and they have to go back to where they come from, they will return to being low-voice bitches of their Christian-slash-secular white supremacist masters." The tweets emerged after they were highlighted earlier this month by Canadian journalist Jonathan Kay on August 12 and later reported on by the Western Standard newspaper. Astounding, even by the low standards set by all the various other grifters, hysterics, and haters paid out by Ottawa's various anti-racism slush funds. The same guy ranting about how Jews are bags of feces was hired by its CDN Heritage to train CDN broadcasters in anti-racism, Kay wrote. Earlier this year, Kay also exposed another anti-hate group that receives hundreds of thousands of dollars from the Trudeau government during the Freedom Convoy protests. Canadian Anti-Hate Network chair Bernie Farber was caught trying to pass off an anti-Semitic flyer as being found among the anti-coronavirus restriction protesters, but Kay noted that the picture posted by Farber was originally from the United States weeks prior. "Okay, for the record, a friend from Ottawa told me they saw an anti-Semitic flyer and sent it to me. I posted it. The photo itself was old and originally from Miami. However, they said they saw the same thing. Since I am not in Ottawa, I cannot attest to it," Farber later stated after deleting the tweet. More recently, Farber and his group caused controversy by attempting to claim that the former national flag of Canada that was flown during World War II was a hate-promoting symbol as part of a school handbook on hate that was also funded by the Trudeau government. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter at @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.